Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Name of the Lord. In the Old Testament, Abraham called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God, Genesis 21:33. Psalm 124:8 says, Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Proverbs 18:10 says, The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. In Isaiah 42:8, God says, I am the Lord, that is my name. God's people are a meek and humble people who trust in the name of the Lord. Zephaniah 3:12. When God refines his people, he says, they will call on my name, and I will answer them, and I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God. Zechariah 13:9. Those who fear the Lord are said to be those who, quote, esteem his name. Malachi 3:16. God says that besides him, there is no other God who is a just God and a Savior. And then he says, look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. Isaiah 45:21 and 22. Note, these Old Testament texts clearly indicate that God's name represents who he is, his personhood, and all that he stands for as God, Lord, who alone is Savior. He is Lord and Savior. In the New Testament, Matthew 12:21 is a loosely quoted statement from Isaiah 42, which says of the Messiah, quote, and in his name Gentiles will trust. On the day of Pentecost, as Peter preached in Acts 2:21, he quoted from Joel 2:32, saying, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In Acts 4:10, the healed man stood before them, made whole by the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts 15:26, Paul and Barnabas are described as men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 10:13, Paul also quoted from Joel 2:32, saying, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. In 1 Corinthians 1:2, Paul described the saints as being those who, quote, in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. In 2 Thessalonians 1:11 and 12, Paul was praying for the Thessalonians to the end that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. The writer of Hebrews speaks of the believers, quote, work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, Hebrews 6:10. In 1 John 3:23, it says that God's command is that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. At the end of his letter, John writes in 1 John 5:13 that he wrote to those, quote, who believe in the name of the Son of God. In addressing the church of Pergamos, Jesus says, you hold fast to my name, Revelation 2:13. To the church of Philadelphia, Jesus said, you, quote, have not denied my name, Revelation 3:8. In Philippians 2:9 through 11, Paul explains that God has given the exalted God-man, Jesus Christ, the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, of those on earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In his resurrection, Christ was seated far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, and had all put under his feet, and was made to be head over all, Ephesians 1:20 through 22. All things were created by Christ and for Christ, Colossians 1:15 through 18. Christ is higher than the angels in that he has, quote, by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, Hebrews 1:4. In the resurrection, the man, Christ Jesus, was exalted to be Lord over all. As God, he was always in that position. But now as man, the God-man, he has been exalted to this position as Lord over all. In Revelation 11:18, it speaks of those, quote, who fear your name. In Revelation 15:4, the question is asked, who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? As Jesus comes in power and glory, he has on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16. God's name is defined by his very being. His name is himself. Consistently, the name of God is shown to be equivalent to God himself. Consistently, there is a vital connection between the names of God and the very essence of God. In the scriptures, the various names of God in effect provide additional revelation of the very nature and character of God. So note, Christ's name is his person, who he is as Lord and Savior. Appropriation, believing on Christ's name. The children of God are those who believe in his name, John 1:12. John wrote the entire Gospel of John so that, quote, believing you may have life in his name, John 20:31. Acts 4:12 says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. In Acts 10:43, Peter said, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is by believing in the name of the Son of God that one may know you have eternal life, 1 John 5:13. So, salvation is found in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning his person. Those who stand condemned are in that position, quote, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God, John 3:18. In Acts 8:12, the people believing are described as those who believed in the name of Jesus Christ, and therefore were baptized. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.